This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
So much to talk about, so little time, but you can squeeze a lot into 4 minutes of live radio. Felix Salmon from Reuters and Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine are at Marketplace East, our studios in New York, to talk about the week that was. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Salmon. Whatever that was. So Felix, you get the first question just because you gave me a snooty hello. Were you surprised at all that the Federal Reserve decided not to begin its taper, the backing off of quantitative easing this week?
I had talked myself out of this idea. I thought that they wouldn't. When the last jobs report came out and it was bad, I thought to myself, they're not going to taper. And then all of Wall Street started pricing in a taper, and everyone expected a taper. And the Federal Reserve is normally quite good at guiding market expectations. So I assumed that the market had read the tea leaves more expertly than I had and that they knew what they were talking about. So by the time the day came, I was expecting this taper to happen. And so, yes, I was surprised.
Lee, were you surprised? And part two of the question is, do you think the Fed, having telegraphed so clearly that it was going to taper this week, has lost credibility by not?
You know, I don't think so. I was sort of surprised, and I know that's not a fun answer, but
that's all right.
I think what's happening is first we became addicted to the stimulus, and then we became addicted to the communication about the stimulus. So when the slightest part of that kind of falls apart, and when the communication starts to get a little vaguer, you know, which it has over the past couple months, people don't know what to make of it. And so whose fault is it if the forward guidance is misunderstood? I mean, you know, it's kind of a chain. So I don't think that Bernanke is as to blame as some people.
All right. So do they punt now, Felix, and just leave it for Janet Yellen or whoever takes over come January?
That would seem that's my guess. Yes. It seems a bit weird for them to not taper in September and then suddenly turn around in October and say, well, nothing's really changed, but we're going to start doing it now. The Bernanke's tenure is coming to an end. Yeah. And this is, I guess, the job of his successor now.
Quickly, before we move on to Washington and whatever's going on down there, any dissenters from the view that it's going to be Janet Yellen? Either of you two? Okay.
No.
You're saying
it's going to be Janet.
As a yes. All right. So, Lee, moving on to Washington. You know, Chrissy was telling us about how we've been there before. Is this time any different with the debt limit and all of the things that are happening this coming month?
I don't think it's different. I think it's the same basic plot line. I think we'll push it right to the brink, and I think that rationality will step in at the 11th hour.
Why do you believe that rationality will step in?
I mean, what makes you believe that the Congress is rational?
Because it always does. Nobody wants the economy to crumble, and that's what would happen. And I mean, we've seen this happen time and time again. It's the same childish, pedantic behavior.
Felix, get to the is it different this time thing. Are the stakes higher? Is there more at risk? Are people getting sick and tired of? I mean, you know, the market, as we know, the market hates uncertainty. And how much more uncertain can you get?
But then again, when there's uncertainty, you get a flight to quality, and that brings yields down, and that makes the market happy. Whole thing is very hard to pass. It's like those stupid wars between the television carriers and the cable stations. And, you know, they wind up going off the air, and then people get upset, and then they come back on the air. Government shutdown is a bit like that. Debt ceiling is frankly a bit like that as well. So long as we don't actually default on our bonds, and frankly we're not going to do that, we will do virtually anything before doing that.
People keep saying that, but how does the market know? How can the market trust us? See?
Well, I worry less in this case about the market than what a government shutdown would do for, or a default on the debt ceiling would do to everyday Americans who would lose their jobs and who have not benefited at all from this. Well, not at all, but they haven't benefited nearly as much as investors from this, what the stock market has done.
All right. We got to go. Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine and Felix Salmon from Reuters. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.
All right. See you. Have a good weekend.